cell similar solutions of the Hasselmann equation and experimental scaling of window A spectra. And the subject of the talk is the well-known Hasselmann equation. This is an equation that describes balance, the changes of wave action spectral density or wave energy spectral density due to first nonlinear transfer term, then various physical mechanisms of wave input and wave dissipation, and this equation is widely used for wave modeling, and some substitutes of the equations are used in wave forecasting modeling. This equation is somewhat contradictory because the principal part of this equation is derived from the first principles, and two other parts, wave input and wave dissipations, are generally obtained from experimental parameterization, from our experimental knowledge of these mechanisms. Well, the goal of my present talk is to show you recent results of our numerical and theoretical studies, and these studies were aimed at resolving this inconsistency and contradictory nature of the Hasselmann equation. First of all, a few words on the numerical approach. The calculation of the collision integral responsible for nonlinear transfer is a great mathematical problem and calculation problem, but I do not want to give you detail of our numerical method. I just say that the code we use is adequate to problems we are going to solve and to many problems we plan to solve. It's not our main problem, numerical algorithm. Our main problem is in other scope, and the idea of the problem was proposed as by Professor Banner, who said that proposed his idea in educational purposes. He proposed to compare different source terms given by different experimental formula. And you see difference in these source terms here. This difference is somewhat larger than the magnitude of source terms itself. Quite clearly that our numerical results give the same strong dispersion of results. Here, yes, the question we have is what source term is true? And we, as we have no answer to this question, we try to perform calculations for all possible source terms, and we obtained experimental results as shown here by symbols. And our numerical results are shown by solid curves. So we have a comparison of a cloud of numerical curves with a cloud of experimental points. It looks like a catastrophe, but in fact, it's not a catastrophe because we can perform another comparison. We can compare our numerical results in the form which does not contain time dependence explicitly. Here, we compare spectral form, numerical, and experimental spectra for the same wave age parameter. And you see the perfect coincidence. Well, quite clearly that I took the best coincidence for this presentation, but but you see the coincidence is better than the plots before. It's for other wave age. And to understand the nature of this perfect coincidence of our numerical results with experimental parameterization of wind wave spectra, we have to fix our main point. Our main point is nonlinearity dominates in the kinetic equation for Wappler waves. I'm sorry for the mathematical inaccuracy. It's intentional inaccuracy. In fact, it's not trivial. It's not a trivial problem to compare different terms in equation, and in some cases, it is easier to solve the problem than to propose a criteria for comparison of different terms. One result of this main point is that we can consider saturated states within the kinetic equation for water waves. Well, I realize that this point is difficult to accept because it's a basic point. It's a very simple point. And simple things are difficult to accept. What do we really know about the kinetic equation solutions? First of all, we know about stationary solutions for the kinetic equation. There are two types of these solutions. First of all, these are local balance solutions, which when each element of the nonlinear system does not interact with others. That solutions of our main interest are the so-called flux solutions, where the balance is some kind of dynamical balance when input to each element is balanced by output from this element. And there are three types of these solutions that correspond to number of formal conservation law for the kinetic equations. And the story of these solutions is very long and very interesting because first, these solutions have been described in the PhD thesis of Professor Zakharov in 1966. 1 year later, the first solution, the so-called Dirac's cascade solution, has been described in the paper with Filonenko.
Actually, the paper was in Russian also published.
Ah, well. It's English translation of the paper. Well, 15 years later, another solution has been published. Well, and now, 20 years more later, we can propose new results from this story. This illustration is just a result of a numerical experiment with artificial wind wave pumping in a very narrow domain of frequency. And you see here a perfect spectral slopes that are in perfect coincidence with predictions of weak nonlinear turbulence theory. You see here exponent 11 over 3, that is inverse cascade solutions, that corresponds to wave action transfer to low frequency. And here you see a tendency to take a slope minus 4 for the direct cascade solution for the transfer of wave energy into high frequencies. But this coincidence is a subject of critics because the solutions are homogeneous, because these solutions are not localized in frequency domain, and because these solutions are imply sources and sinks in infinitely small and infinitely in infinitely long and infinitely small wave scales. Look for the solutions with realistic, I say realistic, generation of wind water waves given by formula of Donovan. Here I presented you a series of solutions for log spaced moment of times. And additionally to good slopes in accordance with weak turbulence solutions, we see a reproducing forms, similarity of forms of these solutions? What is the physics behind this? Okay, red line is always direct cascade solution, and green or blue line is inverse cascade solution. That is slope 11 over 3 for wave energy spectra and minus 4 for direct cascade solution. Okay, go further. How to obtain these similarity properties from the kinetic equations? Well, what? Yes, this solution is closer to 11 over 3 than. So I will detail this point later. Well, how to explain? Consider a simple mathematical point. Let us look for approximate solution in the form of this self-similar dependency and put this this dependency in the kinetic equation. And we see that there are two terms only that depends explicitly on time. And for the parameter of the self-similar dependency, for alpha more than 1, we have vanishing effect of wave generation and dissipation. These terms disappear with time, and then we have a simple self-similar solution equation for this case. What are the A and B? Yes, there are some equations for scaling of this solution. There is a relation between A and B, and alpha and beta I will show you later. So look at this equation attentively. We can consider this equation as the kinetic equation for stationary case with a specific generation and dissipation. But these terms are not small yet. They describe a strong effect of non-stationarity. I don't know if it disappeared from my slide. I don't. Sorry. Well, it appeared. Well, there is these dependencies between parameters of the self-similar dependence. Well.
On the previous slide, is that the spatially homogeneous?
Ah, well. Sorry. I've forgotten. Look. I consider the fetch the duration limited case, but the consideration is quite similar for fetch limited case, that is for inhomogeneous case. And please, I draw your attention that these solutions are anisotropic. They depend on, they can depend on angle. They are not. They don't depend on x. But you can find another type of solutions for x-dependent, so similar dependent solutions. So in this case, we have a hope that localized solutions exist, and these solutions depend on parameters alpha and beta. How to define these parameters? We can go to higher order approximation, and we can determine these parameters in terms of exponent of total wave action growth. Well, there are specific values of R, one that corresponds to constant input of wave action, and 4 over 3 that corresponds to constant input of wave energy. Well, so if we know this parameter R, we can extract the self-similar part of the solution from our numerical solutions. And this is what I did. Here you see a self-similar part of solutions for different times. It is shown in arrows here. For downwind direction, you see just after 1 hour from initial state, you see the perfect coincidence of the solution, of the form of solution with the limiting form of dissolution. This is the case for oblique directions as well, because I said that these cell similar solutions are anisotropic, and the cell similarity is valid for all directions. We have the same picture for theta, for angle theta 16 degrees, and for crosswind direction, but you see the tendency to a universal form is slower in this case. Physically, we have some kind of magic circle. We assume that the nonlinearity is dominating, that is, this nonlinearity is very strong, but to obtain this strong nonlinearity, we need a strong, relatively strong generation. In crosswind direction, we have no generation, and we have a very slow tendency to cell-similar behavior because nonlinearity is weak. Well, and how these solutions can be related to the Kolmogorov constant flux solutions? Let us consider these specific values of parameters of cell-similar solutions. Put these parameters into this cell-similar equation, and well, we can find that left-hand side and right-hand side of this equation vanish simultaneously. It can be treated in different ways, but one way to treat this result is that Kolmogorov solution satisfies the same non-stationary, the same cell-similar solution for non-stationary problem. It means that in our numerical solutions, when we have a localized time-dependent solutions, we can. Yes, that's nice speaking. We shall have the Kolmogorov's asymptotics as limiting asymptotics at infinite time of our localized solutions. It's just a physical consideration. It's not a mathematical proof of properties of this solution. Perhaps late. Well, just to complete our consideration of the relation of the self-similar solutions to Kolmogorov stationary solutions, let us consider behavior of fluxes. It is very easy to calculate fluxes from this self-similar form of the equation. It can be integrated easily because asymptotically it depends on the form of the solution only. And the first result is signature of the fluxes do not depend on the parameter of self-similarity. Fluxes are always negative for wave energy and positive for wave action. That corresponds to inverse cascade regime of energy and flux. Energy and flux, energy and wave action are transferred to low frequency domain. I will show just a picture for the fluxes here. You see this cell-similar regime for this solution in this domain. In this domain, the generation of wind waves is important. It is some kind of the upper panel is for fluxes of wave action, and the second figure is for flux of wave energy to low frequency. You see cell-similar form of these fluxes, and you see quite well the definite signature of these fluxes.
Yeah, let me just make some comment. You see, we call this a Kolmogorov type solution, but it's completely good in spirit, but it's not exactly the same thing. Because in the Kolmogorov theory of two points, the flux will fire with number in a constant. Now the flux of fire with number is a function of frequency, because the source is distributed in frequency. But however, because the flux is coming in the bowl, oneself and multiply to a very strong factor omega in minus 4, this difference is almost not observed.
Yes.
And the standard critic that the Kolmogorov theory is a flux constant is smaller number. in your theory of plastic is the unit, it doesn't work. It just leads to some very small corrections.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I continue, and you can consider this picture as a statement of generic links between Wiesel similar solutions and Kolmogorov solutions. This it looks like a generalization of Kolmogorov stationary solution.
Yes, an exact solution.
Yes, but come back to the to more realistic problems, to calculations of wind wave spectra, and make some remarks. Look at the experimental parameterization of wind wave spectra, like Jones-Webb spectrum. It has the same self-similar form, that is, multiplier, then a multiplier that depends on wave on the stage of wave evolution, on mean frequency or peak frequency of wind spectra or wave in spectra, and then the dependence of spectral form on frequency. If you look at our self-similar form, it can be rewritten in the same spirit, and we can find easily that all these terms are here. What are the difference? The difference is that in experimental parameterization, numerous parameters of these form spectra and these exponents and so on are assumed independent. But in our self-similar solutions, they are dependent. And we know these dependencies quite well. And our question is, what is the dependence? We have the only parameter, essential parameter, the parameter of wave input growth. And let us examine the dependence of wave spectral form on this parameter. Here I show you results of numerical simulations for different values of wave growth exponent from 1 over 3 up to 4 by 3. And for swell as well, we see that our form functions do not depend on the exponent, on the parameter of this self-similar solutions. It's very interesting. We have a family of self-similar solutions, but the self-similar solution is unique, is universal for all members of this family. And the only difference between this self-similar solution is a transformation from self-similar argument. That's all. And you see as well the perfect coincidence of prediction of wave scale of scaling of the wind wave spectrum here.
And look, only this blue line is different
than
it goes from slower. Well, it's describing direct cascade.
Yes.
No.
That is, formally, the case of swell is a case of completely dominating nonlinearity. But in fact, we hear this case is differ from other cases of self-similar dependencies. Well, this is a function, and here I show you another picture. This is the same forms of self-similar dependencies, but for average, for dependencies averaged in angle. That is, these are forms of frequency spectra, and we see the universality of this dependency, perfect universality of this dependency. Oh, well. Okay, just a summary. So, just to summarize, we started from good coincidence of our numerical results with experimental parameterization of wind wave spectra. Then we considered a theoretical background of this phenomena. This is a self-similar, this background is dealing with self-similar solutions for the kinetic equation. And then we want to conclude that dominating nonlinearity means strong self-similarity and strong similarity give us a chance for good predictability of what a wave field. To illustrate this conclusion, I'd like to propose you cartoons. Let us consider an analogy of the problem of wind wave balance and the problem of balance of air balloon. The wave input is similar to pumping of the balloon. The dissipation is some inaccuracies in the cover of the balloon, small holes and so on, air leakage. And nonlinearity is something inherent property of the balloon to redistribute air inside. If this balloon is made of heavy rubber, it prevents free circulation of air. It is difficult to keep the form of the balloon, and it is difficult to predict the form of the balloon. We believe that our case corresponds to the case of light rubber balloon, which is made by carefully by a lady, and this balloon keeps its form quite well. The dissipation is relatively low. No essential efforts to pump this balloon. Well, so the result is strong nonlinearity keeps the form. And coming back to a mathematical formulation of the problem, one can consider the balance model for the balloon. In fact, we have an idea to split the wind wave model into two parts. One part that is responsible for keeping form of wind wave spectra of air balloon, and the second part is responsible for total balance of wave input and dissipation. Thank you.